朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那如果
But if
我们觉得我们做的是对的事，
We feel that what we have done is correct，
结果砰一下一棍子打过来，
But suddenly you being punished or hit，
哇一下一个倒霉事又发生，
And suddenly some unfortunate things happen。
我请问你，
Let me ask you，
你怎么想？
What would you be thinking？
我告诉你我怎么想。
Let me tell you what I would think。
我说你也不会老到这个地步啊。
You can't possibly be that old.
这种倒霉事不应该在我身上啊。
This kind of unfortunate thing should not be happening to me.
你看那个某某人，他又不读经，又不聚会。
Look at so and so. He's not reading the Bible. He's not gathering.
就去聚会还迟到。
And every time when he comes to gathering, he's late.
你应该让他倒霉嘛。
You should let him be unfortunate.
怎么让我倒霉呢？
Why are you allowing such unfortunate happen to me? Did you make a mistake?
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters，
你千万要记住一件事。
You have definitely to remember one thing。
你是要怕神。
You need to fear God。
是怕神不高兴。
You should be afraid that God is not happy。
但是你不应该是怕神不给你好处。
But you should not be afraid that God is not giving you any good things。
你更不应该怕有什么不好的事临到你。
All the more you should not be afraid that any bad things will happen to you。
因为如果你是一个对的人，
Because if you are a right person，
就是所有不好的事临到你，
Even if all the bad things happen to you，
我要问你，
I want to ask you，
你为着好处你愿意做一个不对的人吗？
Would you want to be incorrect person just so you can gain the benefits？
为着难处，
For the difficulties，
你就放弃做一个对的人吗？
Then would you give up to be a right person?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters，
基督徒，
For Christians，
神要的孩子，
The children that God wants，
是福祸都不顾的人，
Is they don't care whether it's blessings or it's woes，
只在乎讨不讨神喜，
They only care about whether it's pleasing to God。
你知道大卫，
You know that David，
他吓坏了，
He was so frightened，
他不敢拿，
He didn't want to do anything anymore。
但是那里有一个人，
But there's one person，
叫什么名字？
What was his name？
俄别以东。我不能够想象，
I cannot imagine
俄别以东会说 OK，
That Obed-Edom will say OK and agree with it。
约柜送到我这来，
The Ark of God is being sent to my house。
你想一想，
Think about it，
连大卫都不敢要啊，
Even David dare not to have it。
刚刚才死人的，
Someone has just died，
等一下还不知道要死多少人的，
And Lord knows how many more will die。
俄别以东，
Obed-Edom，
哦，这个人实在了不起。
This one is so great。
做对的事。
He did the right thing。
无论要付什么代价。
No matter regardless of what price he has to pay。
他愿意。
He's willing。
他做梦都没有想到。
Little did he dream about。
约柜到了他家。
When the Ark of God arrived at his house。
耶和华上帝开始让他们家左边死人，右边出车祸，是不是
？Did the Lord God allow His people to have car accidents and dead people in His house？
不是，圣经怎么说
？No， but what did the Bible say？
每一个人都看到耶和华神在祝福这个家。
Everyone saw that the Lord God Jehovah was blessing His household。
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个很奇妙的地方。
Brothers and sisters， there is a very amazing thing here。
你一定要记住。
You definitely have to remember。
神是一位乐意赐恩的神。
God is a God who's pleased to give grace away.
他不是要你做多好的事，他才赐恩给你。
He doesn't want you to do so many good things before he will be gracious to you.
他就是要赐恩给你。
He just wants to give you grace.
但重要的是你的心要对。
But the important thing is that you need to have a correct heart.
现在很多的人是要恩典不要神。
Today, many people just want the grace, but they don't want God.
所以他们拼命的去做神叫他做的事，他做完以为就是神，你会给我恩典。
So they try their utmost to do the things that God wants them to do, because they feel that after that, God will give them, will bless them and give them grace.
但他们搞错了。
But they make a mistake here.
因为上帝不跟你做买卖的。
God is not trading with you.
上帝知道你不要他，只要恩典。
God knows that you don't want him, but you just want his grace.
他不会被你骗的。
He won't be deceived by you.
你不要。
If you don't want it,
他偏给你。
He wants to give it to you.
你拼命要。
But if you want it,
保证你没有。
I will guarantee that you won't have it.
这是一个很奇妙的原则。
It's a very amazing principle here.
你越不要。
The more you don't want it,
他越要给你。
The more he wants to give it to you.
这好奇怪啊。
It's very strange.
俄伯以东
Obed-Edom
他真的不要
He truly did not want it
他是准备最坏的事会发生在他身上
He was prepared for the worst happening to him
结果最好的事发生
But in the end the best thing happened to him
那我们也可以想象
We can also imagine
大卫
David
大卫回家一定要好好的悔改
David when he returns home he need definitely to repent fully
他怎么没搞清楚呢
How is it that he was not clear about it?
那你去看历代志
And look at the Chronicles.
你就发现大卫真的知道他错了
And you would discover that David truly knew that he was wrong.
他就跟那些领袖们讲跟祭司们讲
And then he told those leaders and those priests.
他说我们错了
He said we're wrong.
那当然耶和华神对着俄别以东的祝福
But of course the Lord Jehovah's blessing towards Obed-Edom.
对大卫来讲，这是一个非常大的鼓励。
And to David, this is a great encouragement.
这让大卫恢复了他的信心。
And this has restored David's confidence.
你去读那个第十五章的时候
，When you come to read chapter 15,
你就发觉大卫知道说，我们现在必须按照圣经来做。
You will now know, David says, now we definitely need to do according to the Bible.
信心是从听道来的。
And faith is upon hearing the words.
听到是从神的话来的。
And hearing the words is really from hearing God's preaching, God's words.
不知道有多少人跟我讲。
And don't know how many people have told me.
读圣经有什么用
?What use is it to read the Bible?
真的没用。
Truly is useless.
又不是说读一读圣经考试就考 A。
It's not that if you read the Bible, you get an A in your examination.
也不是说读一读圣经。
It's not to say that if you just read the Bible,
那美女就喜欢你。
And that beautiful girl will like you.
不是说读一读圣经。
It's not to say that if you just read the Bible,
你就有钱。
Then you become wealthy.
都不是。
No.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
读圣经有没有用
Reading the Bible, is it being useful?
读圣经太有用了。
Reading the Bible is truly useful.
有什么用
What use is it then?
因为圣经中有话。
Because in the Bible there are words.
而这些话是我们信心的根基。
And these words are the foundation of our faith.
一个人一生活在地上。
And for a person to live his life on earth.
最重要的东西。
The most important thing.
就是你的信心。
Is your faith.
人非有信。
Man without faith.
不能讨神的喜。
Will not be pleasing to God.
人非有信
Man without faith
不能亲近神
Cannot come close to God
人非有信
Man without faith
不能够享受神一切的恩典和祝福
Cannot enjoy God's grace and blessings
不管你有什么东西
Regardless what you have
所有的东西都会害你
All the things will be harming you
除非你有信心
Unless you have faith
所以圣经对我们太重要
Therefore the Bible is too important for us
当大卫开始按照圣经的规矩来给约柜搬家的时候
When David started to move the ark of God according to the Bible
你会发现神的喜乐就充满在百姓中间
Then you discover that God's joy will be filled among his people
十二节
In verse 12
欢欢喜喜
Joyfully
十三节
Verse 13.
献牛与肥羊。
And then is the bull and the fattened calf.
十四节。
Verse 14.
极力跳舞。
He danced with his utmost.
十五节。
Verse 15.
以色列全家欢呼吹角。
The entire house of Israel, they blow shouts and the sound of trumpets.
十六节。
Verse 16.
总勇跳舞。
And they dance.
如果我们读历代志十五章。
And if we read just these chapter 15.
那你告诉我们还有琴瑟还有拔在那边配乐。
It's telling us there is the lyres and there is musical instruments to make music.
欢欢喜喜的大声歌颂。
And joyfully they were praising and singing.
你读这段圣经。
When you read this part of the Bible.
圣灵很清楚的在那里画一幅欢欢喜喜的图画给我们看。
The Bible, the Holy Spirit is depicting a very clear, joyful picture for us.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
这个喜乐从哪里来的?
Where does this joy come from?
从顺服神的话开始的。
From being obedient to God's words, it starts.
不知道有多少人跟我说。
I don't know how many people have already told me.
要听他的话。
Have to listen to his words.
真的要听他的话。
Truly have to listen to his words.
非要听他的话。
You have to listen to his words.
为什么一定要听他的话?
Why we definitely have to listen to his words?
听他的话很苦的呀。
It's great. Actually, you suffer when you have to listen to his words.
让我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
听神的话。
When you listen to God's words.
是真正喜乐的泉源。
It's truly the source, the spring of your joy.
你不要上魔鬼的当。
Don't be trapped by the devil.
你以为听他的话。
You feel that listening to his words
使你倒霉,
will cause you a misfortune.
你受苦,
you will suffer.
你错了,
you're wrong.
许多人顺服神的话,
Many people, when they obey God's words,
都是不甘不愿的,
they all do it reluctantly.
他们从来不知道,
they never realize.
顺服神的话是最开心的事。
To obey God's word is the most joyful thing.
圣灵要让我们知道。
The Holy Spirit wants us to know.
当一个人跟神的关系对了。
When a person's relationship with God is right.
按照圣经来服侍神。
You serve God according to the Bible.
你就会有满有荣光的大喜乐。
You will have the greatest joy that's full of glories.
这个跟前面那一半段。
And this comparing the first half,
当人不听神的话,
when man is disobedient to God's words,
带来的是死亡,
what it brings is death,
恐惧,
fear,
迷惑,
and confusion.
所以你看到这里有一个非常强烈的对比。
And here you can see a very strong contrast.
这就是诗人在诗篇第二章十一节所说的。
And this is what the psalmist in chapter 2, verse 11,
当存畏惧敬畏耶和华，又当存战惊而快乐。
Serve the Lord God with fear and rejoice with trembling.
Rejoice with trembling.
Rejoice with trembling.
有意思哦。
That's very significant.
在畏惧中喜乐。
That you will rejoice in fear.
这是每一个基督徒要懂的。
This is what every Christian should understand.
真正的喜乐
True joy
是建立在对神的敬畏上
It's built on being fearful and reverent to God
我们不能够任凭己意
We should not just allow ourselves to move in any way we like
当你真的按照神的心意来生活
When you truly live according to the will of God
你才会有那个说不出来真实的喜乐
Then you will that very unspoken joy
十八节和十九节
Verses 18 and 19
告诉我们这样的侍奉不但讨神喜悦而且把祝福带给神的百姓
telling us that such kind of service not only please God and pleasing to God it brings the blessing to the people
历代志上十六章三十一节开始
and the first Chronicles chapter 16 verse 31
那里说愿天欢喜愿地快乐愿人在列邦中都说耶和华作王了愿海和其中所充满的澎湃 愿田和其中所有的都欢乐，那时林中的树木要在耶和华面前欢呼，因为他来要审判全地，应当称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then the trees of the forest will sing, they will sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, his love endures forever.
当我们读大卫所写的这些诗，
When we read the Psalms as written by David,
我们就知道大卫他把约柜搬到耶路撒冷的时候，他里面是充满了喜乐。
Then we know that when David brought the Ark of God to Jerusalem, in him he's full of joy.
大卫在这个时候跳舞不是表演。
And David at this time when he was dancing, he wasn't performing.
他是把他内心的情感流露出来。
He was expressing his feelings from his heart.
当时所有的外邦人跟以色列人
At that time, all the Gentiles and the Israelites,
当他们去敬拜的时候
When they went to worship,
他们都有跳舞这个方式
They all have this way of dancing.
可是你会发现一件很奇怪的事
But you would discover one very strange thing.
在新约圣经里面
In the New Testament,
无论是犹太人的会堂
Whether it's a synagogue in the Jewish people,
或者是基督徒早期的教会
or whether it's a church of the early day Christians,
都没有跳舞这回事。
They don't have this thing of like dancing.
等使徒们离开以后
After the disciples of the apostles left,
在希腊一带有一些教会
In the Greek area, there's some churches.
根据旧约的这些记载
According to the recording of the Old Testament,
他们说大卫跳舞
They said that David danced.
我们也可以跳舞
We can dance as well.
结果当他们这样做的时候
In the end, when they did it this way,
因为不是里面的喜乐带出外面的舞蹈
It's because it's not the inner joy, it's inner joy that brought the dance.
所以不但没有让人敬畏神或者喜悦神
So that not only did they have anyone who fear the Lord or respect the Lord,
相反的反而带下一些不道德的事情
On the opposite, they actually brought up some immoral issues.
所以很快就被众教会所弃绝。
Therefore, very quickly was being rejected by all the churches.
一般来说
Generally speaking,
在敬拜中的跳舞
Dancing during worship time,
所跳的
What are they dancing about?
跟异教在敬拜中所跳的没有什么两样。
When they are dancing, is according to the heresy, is not very different.
所以早期的教父严厉地定罪这样子的作为。
That is why in the olden days, the religious fathers, they rejected that.
They severely condemned
that.
近代有一些教会
Recent modern day, some churches,
开始搞什么身体敬拜。
They started some kind of a physical worship.
Body worship.他们也开始让一些人在敬拜中跳舞。
And they also allow some people to dance during worship.
严格的来讲
Strictly speaking,
这是不合圣经的。
This is not according to the Bible.
从二十节开始
Starting from verse 20,
你发现耶和华的仆人受到极大的羞辱。
You discover that the servant of the Lord God Jehovah was greatly humiliated.
他的老婆
His wife,
米甲
Michal
你知道圣经上很清楚两次很清楚的记载米甲是很爱大卫的
And you know that in the Bible two times it's very clearly stated that Michal really loves David
撒母耳记上十八章
First Samuel chapter 18
而且他为了要保护大卫他宁愿冒生命的危险来帮助大卫
And in order to help David, he actually was willing to risk her own life.
这是撒母耳记上十九章
And this is 2 Samuel chapter 19.
上
First Samuel chapter 19.
那大卫爱不爱米迦
Does David love Michal?
很爱米迦
He really loves Michal.
他冒着生命的危险去杀非利士人
He risked his own life to kill the Philistines.
扫罗要一百个羊皮
And that Saul wanted 100 foreskins
大卫杀两百个非利士人
And David killed 200 Philistines
你看见没有
？Did you see？
他是走二里路要想办法取到米甲。
He walked 2 miles in order to gain Michal。
后来米甲改嫁。
And later on, Michal was being remarried。
大卫还想方设法把她找回来。
David tried his utmost to get her back。
但是你知道吗
？But do you know？
这两个人这么强烈的爱情。
And the strong love between these two people,
却没有办法改变这两个人完全不同的价值观。
But was not able to change the totally value of this concept value of these two people.
我告诉你们。
Let me tell you.
不管你现在爱情多强烈。
No, regardless of how strong your love is now.
如果价值观不一样。
If your value of concept is not the same.
悲剧就在前面等着你。
The tragedy will be waiting for you before.
这就是为什么有些傻男孩、傻女孩啊。
That is why some foolish young people, young men and women.
他们以为爱情无敌啊。
That they think that love is invincible.
他们不知道圣经里的这些原则都是要保护你的。
They didn't realize that all these principles in the Bible actually are there to protect you.
恶人。若不同心，岂能同行呢
？If two men do not have the united heart, how can they walk the same path?
米甲的问题是什么
？What is Michal's problem?
他的问题就是他看重的是王在百姓面前应该有的尊严。
What she emphasizes on is the dignity that a king should have in front of his people.
大卫看重的是什么
？What David emphasizes on is
是一个卑微的人在耶和华面前。他有的身份
is a lowly person. He's the identity that he should have in front of the Lord God Jehovah.
你是喜欢活在人的面前，还是喜欢活在神的面前
？Are you pleased all the more to be living in front of men or in front of the Lord God Jehovah?
米甲要自己维持自己的荣耀。
Michal wants to maintain her own glory.
大卫要借着更多的谦卑来讨神喜悦。
But David wants to please God more through his more humility.
这两个人在两条完全不同的道路上。
And these two people are walking on two entirely different paths.
一个活在人面前的人。
A person who lives in front of men.
他要荣耀。
He wants glory.
一个活在神面前的人。
A person who lives in front of God.
他要谦卑。
He wants humility.
大卫不只是给以色列百姓极大的祝福。
David did not only give the greatest blessings to the Israelite people.
他回家是要祝福他家里面所有的人。
When he goes home, he wants to bless all his entire household.
可惜。
It's a pity.
米甲一直到他死。
Michal until the day she dies.
他是一个没有离开父母的人。
She was a person who has never departed from her parents.
所以她一直被称为扫罗的女儿。
So that's why she's always been addressed as the daughter of Saul.
你注意吗
？Did you notice that?
圣经里面讲到婚姻有一个重要的原则。
In the Bible, there is a very important principle that is mentioned regarding marriage.
人要离开父母。
Man has to depart from their parents.
可怜的米甲。
The pitiful Michal.
其实也是一个图画。
Actually, it's also a picture.
好像很多人来到神的家。
As many people have come to the household of God.
然而他没有脱离他以前肉体和老我。
But they have not separated themselves, the old self and their flesh.
他好像米甲。来到了大卫的家，却没有离开扫罗的家。
It's just like Michal, as if she's come to the house of David, but she has not departed from the house of Saul.
大卫要祝福家里面每一个人。
David wanted to bless everyone in his household.
米甲得不到祝福。
But Michal was not able to receive that blessing.
今天很多人来到教会。
Today many people come to church.
一直在问为什么得不到祝福。
They've been asking why have we not received the blessings.
因为你活在肉体里。
Because you're still living in your flesh.
这一章圣经。
This chapter of the Bible.
把一个祭司的君王摆在我们面前。
He plays a priestly king in front of us.
大卫是君王。
David is a king.
他却穿上祭司的以弗德。
But he wore the robe of a priest, the ephod.
他像祭司一样的给百姓祝福。
He blessed the people just like a priest.
大卫在这里。
David here.
好像麦基洗德一样。
Just like Melchizedek.
他既是王。
He is a king.
他又是祭司。
He's also a priest.
圣灵好像要借着这张圣经
The Holy Spirit as if he wants to through this chapter of the Bible
不只是告诉我们人生有喜剧和悲剧
Not only wanting to tell us that life is full of comedies and tragedies
不只是告诉我们我们要按照神的话来生活来侍奉
Not only wanting to tell us that men need to live according to the Bible to live and to serve
不只是告诉我们一个人如果肯不顾福祸的来要神
And not only wanting to tell us that a person, if he's willing to disregard blessings or woes, that they will want God.
他是最有福气的人。
He's the most blessed person in the world.
圣灵好像也要借着这一章圣经。
The Holy Spirit, as if wanting to, through this chapter of the Bible,
让我们看到。
Allow us to see.
将来大卫有一个子孙。
In the future, there will be a descendant for David.
要按照麦基洗德的等次。
In the order of Melchizedek.
成为我们慈悲忠信的大祭司
Become our merciful and faithful high priest.
他要把天上地下一切属灵的丰富都赐给我们
He wants to give us all the spiritual blessings of heaven and earth.
他为我们所预备的恩典
The grace that he has prepared for us.
是眼睛未曾看见
Is something that our eyes have not seen.
耳朵未曾听见
Our ears have not heard.
连想都没有想过
That our mind has never imagined.
我读启示录
When I'm reading the book of Revelation
读到最后的时候
When I read to the end
那里说主耶稣他要做王
And there it tells that our Lord Jesus will reign as king
Amen
Amen
没问题
No problem
他本来就应该做王
He should be king anyway
但是读到最后
But when you read to the end
说神的仆人都要侍奉他
That the servants of God, they will all have to serve him.
Amen.
Amen.
我们是神的仆人
We are the servants of God.
我们应该侍奉我们的主
We should serve our Lord.
侍奉我们的耶稣
Serve our Jesus.
但他下面再说
But it goes on to say,
他们都要做王
But they will all reign as kings.
你敢不敢阿们
Do you dare to say amen to that?
我看看半天有没有看错
I look at that, I reread it, and I'm saying, did I read incorrectly?
再去看英文的
Let me go and read the English version.
翻译没错
The translation is correct.
把希腊文找出来
I took out the Greek version.
还是一样
It's still the same.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
不要傻了
Do not be foolish.
神给你预备的未来
The future that God has prepared for you.
何等的荣耀
How glorious that is.
何等的丰富
How abundant that is.
你不信他
If you don't believe in him.
你要信谁
Who will you believe in?
低头祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer.
主我们就把这一点点的话交在你的手上
Lord, we place this bit of words into your hands.
我们只有一个祷告
We have only one prayer.
但愿你能够更多的加增
May you increase.
我们更多的减少
And that we all the more decrease
但愿我们真正能够在你话语的光中
May we truly live in the light of your words
被你改变
Be changed by you
能够在恩典中长进
That we can grow in your grace
能够讨你喜悦
That may be pleasing to you
靠耶稣基督的名祷告
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray Amen, Amen.
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。Thank you.